proclamation number 8815 dated the June 19th, 1964. Forerunner. I shall also clarify this question, as it is essential that you, who are receiving my word, will not fall into error, for there are many who are believed to be the long-awaited forerunner who will announce my coming. But I keep telling you that he will come at the time of the Antichrist, that his appearance will coincide with that of the former, and that you will then also recognize him. He will not be there for long and will appear when people need him most, when they need comfort and strength. Thus you may expect him only when the final phase has begun, when the natural disaster is over, when a ruler has seated himself on the throne whom you will clearly recognize as the Antichrist and who will cause the battle of faith to erupt. Then this messenger will come forward and clearly testify to me and my kingdom. But don't assume that he will appear right now, for he is not yet aware of his mission. However, when he does appear, everyone will recognize him by the power of his voice and his words. He will then not have the desire to be acknowledged as the voice in the wilderness, but that is who he is. And he will speak, impelled by the Spirit within himself, for his desire to bear witness of me, to announce my coming and to motivate people to change direction will be so great that he will disregard all caution and speak in the midst of enemies intending to kill him. But remember that the time of the end has not yet come, that there is still time to speak freely which, however, will soon change after my intervention has taken place, when the suffering of mankind will have become so great that someone will offer his help to control this great adversity. But then my messenger's time will also have come, for he is the last of the prophets, and anyone who listens to him will receive tremendous strength. Yet you have been repeatedly told that he will be an inconspicuous man of whom you would not assume to have such power of speech while he lives his humble life. But suddenly there will be a breakthrough in him, all of a sudden he will realize his mission, and he will become a mighty orator on behalf of God, who will proclaim my name throughout the world and not be afraid to argue in favor of my name. He will portray me as the savior of mankind and fight for me and my kingdom. And you will recognize him by the fact that he will acknowledge me as the Word that became flesh, that he will distinctly emphasize my human manifestation in Jesus Christ, that he will not allow for any difference between myself and Jesus, and that he will acknowledge that Jesus is God. And his words will fully concur with the teaching I convey to you from above. And that shows that he is, John the Baptist, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, my forerunner, who has returned to announce me, who soon shall follow in order to fetch my own when vessels are in utmost distress. Time and time again there will be people imagining themselves to be the embodiment of John. Time and again I will enlighten them and tell them that he will make himself known to them in an unusual way, and that he is not to be sought in the ranks of those who feel themselves to have been called. He will appear where you will least expect him. And this shall suffice for you, who anticipate him prematurely, for the time has not yet come. However, it will not be long now, and then everything will happen in quick succession, for he will not have a long lifespan. He will pay for his work on earth with death as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.